Almighty Jesus. For indeed the Lord would say, do not be fearful. Do not let confusion come into your hearts, because I am bringing each of you to the end of yourself. The end of yourself is actually the beginning of something wonderful and new. And do not listen to the enemy's lies. But I am unraveling, I am destroying, I am bringing down those obstacles in your life that you've held on to and believed. Those false securities, I, the Lord, am smashing them, bringing them to naught, so that through the end of yourselves, you will see the one who lives his life in and through you. My people, I am with you, says the Lord. I have not forsaken you. My hand and my spirit is over this place, and I am building it, says the Lord. And I'm causing each one of you to rise up in my strength and power and anointing, as you have heard today through the word. I do not need your ideas. I do not need flesh, pride that hinders. I simply need those empty vessels filled with my spirit, my presence, that I may work in and through you to build my kingdom. My kingdom will not be hindered any longer, says the Lord. But my kingdom is for those who desire, those who seek me, those who want a new life. That is what my kingdom is for, and there is still more to come in, says the Lord. And the last Gentile that will come in will then be when I will turn in my wrath and vengeance against the wickedness of this world that comes daily before me as a stench. You hinder at the moment my wrath from being seen. For my attention is still with you, the overcomers. But one day that will change, and I will roar as that lion of David. For my kingdom will be established, my throne will be set upon the earth, as I promised the saints of old. Therefore, continue to look to me. Yield to the Spirit. Let him have his way. Let him work through you, because it is through your weakness I will always make you strong. Therefore, savor these words in your heart. Take them away. Pray. Intercede. Seek your Lord while he may be found. And he will raise you up in that due course. And he will use each one of you, says the Lord. He knows your hearts, he knows your desires, he knows that you wish to be used, but he desires to use you, each one of you, not in your strength and power, but in the strength and power of the Spirit. And you will know that anointing of being sent. You will know the unction of the Spirit. You will know that I send you into situations, and you will see my provision. You will see my mighty hand working, and you will simply just be that vessel. You will be just there speaking the word. You will be there with the sword of the Spirit. That is all that is required, and I, the Lord, do the rest. And that is how I am glorified, and that is how I am exalted and lifted up. That is how it is achieved and done, says the Lord. So wait on me, listen to what I am saying, get your instructions always from me and through the word and no other source. Lay aside the emotions and the feelings or the demands that are placed upon you, and learn to go and be sent, says the Lord.